Ben, is it bothering you they won't talk contract?
No, I'm ready to play football. When we get to camp, it's football time, and that's what I'm excited about.
Ben, what was the statement, 99? I mean, you want him here?
Well, that's my boy. You know, that we're sweet mates. He's been one of my closest friends, been to my wedding. So, you know, it's an honor. Miss him, a little bit of everything. If it was too tight, I'd take it off. That jersey was tight.
Ben, do you have any thoughts or disappointment about the contract issue at all, or are you just going to put it aside completely?
Yeah, it's when we get here, there is no contract talks, and that's what the Rooneys do, and that's what we're doing, and it's 100% football, and that's what I'm excited about. I have faith that the Steelers will do what we need to do when it's time, and that's, you know, that's putting people on the field through free agency, through trades, draft, everything to make us the best team we can possibly be.
Well, what do you see out there? What do you like?
So far, it's early, but it looked good, and we're still not in pads. You know, it's just kind of another extension of the OTAs and mini camps, but I really felt like it was a good first day.
You got a young receiving core. Who are the guys that you might be looking to step up here? I mean, you know who you can count
them.
On.
I expect all of them to step up, and that's the expectation I think we all have, and I think that they have for themselves.
Young receiving core, you're getting closer to live ball. Is this no huddle thing? You think it's really going to click?
I hope so. You know, we'll see where it goes. We'd like to get good work at it, and we'll just kind of take it day by day and see what happens.
Ben, you seem like you're more engaged out there. Is just at least instructing some of the younger players in the past. Is that accurate?
Have to be. You know, it's that time when, you know, as an older guy, we got a lot of young guys, whether it's a Lance who doesn't know the offense, or he knows it, but, you know, is a new guy in the offense, to a Marcus Wheaton, Justin Brown, Derek, that's new, you know, 2 years in. So I just doing everything I can to make sure we all get on the same page so we can be the best that we can be.
Ben, who are some of the younger guys that are stepping into leadership roles with so many young guys out there?
Well, I think, you know, it's the guys that I see most frequently, the Cam Haywoods, the Marquise Pounceys. Those are the guys that you see being vocal. But I think it's people respect them because of their work ethic. Both of them put so much into their preparation that guys respect their leadership.
Ben, would you like to run more no huddle, and is that a little tougher with maybe a couple, you know, some newer guys into the fold?
You know, I think we can do it just fine. You know, that's kind of conversations that we'll have as we progress and get going forward with Coach Tomlin, Coach Haley, all the other coaches. We'll see if that's what we think is best for us. We'll go forward with it.
And how is it tough to go no huddle and transition to power all within the same game series?
No, not really. The only thing that can be tough is getting personnel on the field. If you're obviously in a three wide package and you want to go jumbo or bring in the big guys, you got to let the defense substitute as well and you slow it down. But we can still do a lot of things in the packages that we have with the no huddle.